Morning, everyone. 诸位同学, 早上好。 Is this loud enough? Can you hear okay in the back? Loud enough in the back? So, today is a special day. I think it's special because it's the Sunday before Thanksgiving, yeah? And I think we also have some special kind of activity to celebrate Thanksgiving. That's one special thing. Second special thing is this is the first Dharma talk that I'll be translating for myself. That's very special to me. And special that I even forgot to call the person who was going to sit on the side and help me in case I couldn't translate. So I guess you guys will have to help me if my Chinese translation is not so good. That's the second special thing. 所以呢今天很特别的日子，第一个是我们感恩节的前面的礼拜天，我们今天可能有一些特殊的活动，来庆祝一下感恩节。第二个特别的地方就是我第一次帮我自己翻译，之前都是帮 帮别的法师翻译，从中文翻成英文，这样子比较轻松。今天我要自己讲中文，又忘掉了打电话给帮我翻译的人，就是万一讲不出来，本来是有一个人在旁边可以支持一下。那现在希望大家，如果我讲不好，你可以帮帮忙，好吗？ 好吗？我没有听到。Okay, thank you. So, and today I wonder if on your way here, if you encountered any kind of difficulty or maybe misfortune on your way here this morning. Is it possible? Maybe taking the train or taking the bus, or sometimes when you have to come with somebody else, maybe meeting up with them can be a challenging thing. And 不知道大家今天早上来听开示之前有没有遇到什么困难，或者是可以讲灾祸，早上有没有什么灾祸？比如说要跟另外一个人先聚会，再来到道场听开示，有时候会有一些困难的，搭巴士、坐地铁。 说不定有一些困难。 I had no trouble this morning because I was here, so I just woke up. I'm still here. But actually last night, I had a terrible headache. And I haven't had such a headache in quite some time. It's very strange. Wasn't sure if I was kind of catching a cold or if it was just some other reason, maybe exhaustion. And so last night, I originally wanted to come early to prepare for the Dharma talk, maybe do a little bit more research, and also, you know, look at what I prepared and see if I know all the Chinese first before trying to speak. But because the headache was so bad, I didn't want to look at any books, didn't want to do any thinking. So I just decided to go to sleep. Went to sleep nice and early. Went to sleep at 9 o'clock. And this morning I woke up at 6 o'clock. So that's pretty late compared to ordinary monastery schedule. But I felt great. I had a great sleep, and the headache is gone. So thankfully, you know, I don't have to have this headache while giving this talk. 昨天早上我没有遇到什么困难，因为我本来就是昨天晚上挂单，早上起来我就在道场。 没有遇到什么灾难灾祸或是不幸的事情，但是昨天晚上开车过来头很痛，很奇怪，不晓得什么原因呢，感冒啊还是什么，就是头很痛。那本来想要先早一点来 看看书，做一些开始前的准备，准备一些资料啊什么，但是头太痛，是不想看书，也不想看什么资料，只好睡个觉，然后提早早一点睡觉，九点睡觉，然后早上六点起床，算是晚一点，以这个寺院的作息来讲是晚睡的。And at first it was kind of a little disaster, because originally I thought I would have time to do more preparation, but I had this headache, you know, this physical problem, which caused a bit of trouble and made me unable to do what I wanted to do. But I, instead of kind of complaining to myself or thinking, of all times to get a headache, I never get a headache. Why do I get a headache now? Now I can't prepare for the lecture, maybe tomorrow morning I won't be able to translate.And it just hurts. I hate having a headache. I could have chosen to, you know, complain to myself and think that this is really unfortunate. This is a small disaster or a small calamity. But I just chose to do what? To listen to what my body needed, which was to go to sleep. I don't know exactly the cause of it, but just going to sleep, the body did what it had to do, and I woke up and the headache was gone.So, although I didn't get to prepare as much as I wanted to, at least I could sit here and feel okay, no headache. So the disaster was resolved. 所以呢，昨天晚上头痛的时候，我可以选择抱怨，抱怨说，啊，今天怎么头痛啊？很少有这样子的事情啊。怎么会有头痛啊？那现在没有办法准备我的开始内容啊，准备不好，明天能不能翻译得出来吗？我不晓得。然后有可能会害怕，有可能会抱怨说啊，这个很不舒服啊，很讨厌。但是这样子，好吗？有用吗？所以一开始有一点点的不舒服，然后抱怨的心态。后来就觉得就睡觉吧，睡个觉，好好的睡觉，那就让我的身体休息调整，然后今天早上就没有头痛，就至少虽然没有准备的那么的完整，但是呢头不会痛啊，睡觉的时候舒服一点嘛，所以我是选择睡觉而不选择抱怨，恨我的头痛。So this is just an example of a little disaster. And I'm sure we all encounter some kind of disaster, whether it's something very big. And we think of disaster, we probably think of what? Earthquakes, hurricanes, what else? Tidal wave. And we may think that this is a disaster.But disaster, in this sense, what I'm going to share today, refers to all of these different kinds of misfortune or difficulty that we all will definitely face. And I think it's safe to say that everyone here, at some time or another, will face some kind of difficulty, some kind of little disaster. Would you agree? Anybody think that you'll never have to face disaster?As long as you're on earth and as long as you're a human, I think you'll all face some kind of difficulty or disaster. 所以讲这个例子就是讲一个小小的灾祸，不算一个大灾难。比如说中文这个字灾是灾祸，大家可能会联想到大概就是台风嘛。灾难就是一个大地震或者是海啸，类似这样子的天灾，是自然的一种灾祸。就是我今天讲的灾啊，就是灾祸，是指所有的一切给我们困扰或是让我们不舒服的，或者是呢给我们挑战的一些事情。 那就称它为灾，一个灾祸。So I'd like to share today about the topic which is dealing with disaster. And just to share how to use the practices of Buddha Dharma and the practices of Chan to deal with all these different kinds of disaster that we may face. Could be big disasters, could be small occasions that cause us trouble, but there's definitely a method and an approach which Buddha Dharma provides that we can use to deal with these situations. And in the end, we wouldn't feel that we're troubled so much by disaster. So 今天的题目跟英文稍微不太一样，没有翻译的那么的一致。中文是重新消灾，英文是 dealing with disaster。但是想分享的地方就是一样，怎么样子的面对我们的生活里面的大的小的一些灾祸，怎么样子的用佛法的观念禅修的方法来处理这些问题，面对这些问题，用佛法用这些方法去面对之后，就不会觉得这些灾祸是那么的困难。I just wonder how many people can understand English. It seems that when I speak the Chinese, it's like you've heard it already and understand. Okay. Well, some hands weren't raised, so I'll still do my best to translate everything from English to Chinese. And again, if you hear any mistakes in the Chinese, feel free to raise your hand and just shout. Okay. So...In terms of the practice of Buddha Dharma, there's actually many different ways and many different approaches to dealing with disaster. For example, the Chinese word for dealing with disaster, or in the context of the Buddhist practice, is literally translated as removing impending misfortune. Removing misfortune or getting rid of misfortune.Comes from the term xiao zai. So for those of you who attend Dharma services, especially we have a lot of services like the Buddha's recitation in three times. Have you attended that? 三十七念. And they emphasize part of this practice is called xiao zai, which literally means to somehow get rid of disaster or prevent disasters from occurring.I just roughly translated it as dealing with disaster. And in terms of these Dharma services, if you've ever been to one, and if you're familiar with Buddhism and Chinese Buddhism in particular, this phrase xiao zai, or removing disaster, is quite popular. It's like almost everybody has heard that before if they've heard a little bit about Buddhism. Xiao zai, xiao zai. You should come to a fa hui and xiao xiao zai. I don't know if there's this kind of saying.But it's known that if you come to this kind of Dharma service and you participate in it, the practices within the service have an ability to prevent disaster or remove this kind of potential for misfortune. 所以呢，大家都晓得，在佛法的修行里面，特别是在办法会的时候。有一个修行法或是有一些修行的方法叫做消灾，或者是这些方法可以帮我们避免未来的一些灾祸，或者是呢让这些灾难灾祸不会发生。我们讲消灾，对不对？三十七念里面有很多法会里面都有这个字消灾，还有消灾延寿，对不对？然后这些法会里面都包含了一些让你改变发生灾难的机会。And for example, within these Dharma services, if you've attended, I'm sure you know that first of all, before you come to the Dharma service, you have what? Before you even get here, before you even step in the door, is the practice of making offerings. Making offerings could be in the form of money, donating money. It can also be in the form of donating fruit, or also flowers, or some kinds of material needs that a practice center may need, that the monastics in particular may need. So there's this practice of making offerings. 第一个在法会还没有开始的时候，有一种修行法，就是修行的一项，就叫做供养。比如说还没有来的时候，你先供养钱啊，或者是水果啊，或者是花啊、供花，或者是呢寺院常住证，可能需要一些衣服啊，或者什么日用品。 你可以先供养，用一种布施的心，或者是叫做分享的心，或是奉献的心，来把一些资源奉献或是供养给道场，那是消灾里面的一项修行法。 Also, in these Dharma services, we have practices that are most obvious, like reciting sutras. Maybe it's the Amitabha Sutra, or also reciting mantras, which are particular phrases that have a certain power to them. And with reciting sutras and mantras, and making offerings, first of all, making offerings, one of the purposes is to, we say, cultivate merit. You know, to do something of a positive nature, so that this positive kind of behavior has a positive result. We can say that's cultivating merit, or meritorious deeds. With reciting the sutras and mantras, for some people, the purpose is to generate a kind of response. A response meaning, when you recite the sutra related to a particular Buddha or Bodhisattva, or you recite a particular mantra, which is also related to a particular great practitioner, we call Bodhisattva, or a Buddha, that some people hope that there's some kind of compassionate response from this being that will help them or help the situation. 在这种法会里面，传统的消灾的方法里面，也有一个叫做就是诵经、念咒。 那诵经可能是诵阿弥陀经，或者是可能念什么咒，大悲咒，有很多的咒语。那比如说阿弥陀经是跟阿弥陀佛有关系，大悲咒是跟谁有关系？观世音菩萨。所以诵念的时候，有的心态就是希望从佛菩萨会得到一种叫做感应。 感应就是一种慈悲的力量，从佛菩萨的慈悲的力量会给我们一些帮助。那讲到供养，另外一种心态就是希望透过供养而可以培福、修功德。这个意思就是说，做一项好事情，奉献你自己。 希望会有一个好的结果，可以得到一个好的反应。 So with these practices, these are often commonly done in Dharma services. In addition, there's also a practice called transferring merit. And this is done at the end of the service, after you've spent however much time it takes to go through these different practices of recitation, possibly through chanting, making offerings. At the end, we have what's called transfer of merit, or 回向. And this practice is where you take what you've gained from this kind of practice and hope that it's shared with a particular individual, a particular group of people, or possibly all beings. And you have this mindset of wanting to share with others. But it's possible. Also, a person may transfer merit also in hope that they can get something back. Like, I'll do this Dharma service and I'll transfer the merit to you, and somebody else will transfer the merit to me. It's a possible kind of expectation that we may have when doing this kind of practice.
回向是希望把自己所得到的好处能够分享给别人，或是一种人，或者是某一个对象，希望帮助他。有可能心态上也是回向的时候，也是希望我回向给你，然后呢，你呀，或者是谁呀，会在回向给我。所以心态上可能会有一种求追求的心，有可能，但是不管怎么样，回向也是消灾这些修行法里面的一项。
So these different kinds of practices, we can consider them all corresponding to the Buddhist practice, which is leaning more towards religious faith, where for the most part, in all of these practices, a person is relying on an external power, referring to the strength or the compassionate vows of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. In Buddhism, it's recognized that these great practitioners, these Buddhas, enlightened beings, have an ability to use their compassionate vows to help sentient beings in many different ways. So with these practices based on religious faith, for the most part, many people have the approach that they're relying on an external power to help them reduce or remove the possibility of disaster or difficulties. So 这三种修行法，像供养、诵经、念咒，还有回向，这些算是宗教信仰的里面的一些修行法。从一种角度来看，算是有一种依靠外在的力量来帮助我们的，比如说外在的力量就是佛啊、菩萨的大愿、慈悲的愿力来跟我们很相应，透过这些方法可以跟佛菩萨相应，然后希望他们用他们的力量来消灾，来帮助我们不让一些灾祸发生，或是不让我们有一些困扰 的事情。So it's possible that practitioners may have that approach when using this method of reducing impending disaster. It's possible. It's not always the case, but generally speaking, these practices are based on looking for help from an external source. 所以这种修行的方法不完全是依靠外在的力量，也不完全说修这些方法的人都是追求外在的帮助，不一定。但是呢他的主要的方向也是希望佛菩萨用他们的愿力来帮助我们。So, and these practices are all excellent.They're all legitimate practices of Buddhism, and also Chan masters. Chan masters have written some of the procedure for these Dharma services, like the San Shi Xi Nian, or the Buddha's recitation in three periods. It was written by who? Anybody know? As a Chan master, I believe it's Zhongfeng Mingben, a Chan master China's Zhang Feng wrote the procedure for these kinds of, for this one Dharma service in particular. So these are legitimate practices, and Chan practitioners, Chan masters, also advocate these practices. But these practices don't necessarily get at the root of disaster. Now, what is the root of disaster? What is the root cause of all the disaster or all the difficulties that we face? And from the perspective of Buddha Dharma, what is it? The root cause of disaster is the mind. So, 这些修行法都是非常好的, 也是非常 legitimate, 怎么讲? 就是正确, 正同, 正确, 正信的佛教, 这些消灾的方法都很好, 而且呢, 有一些禅师会主张用这种 透过法会, 透过供养, 诵经, 回向的方法, 来消灾, 来解决问题, 比如说三十细念, 三十细念是 中风明本禅师写的, 一个仪轨, 法会的仪轨, 那他是禅师, 当然主张禅修, 但是同时主张, 这种, 比较属于, 传统的消灾的方式。 Today I'd like to share more though about how we can deal with disaster or reduce the possibility or potential of disaster through Chan practice and through relying on oneself. Forgot something in the translation. 关于这种消灾的方式 都很好, 但是呢, 它不见得会能够从, 问题的, 叫做来源下手。 这种消灾的方法很好, 但是我们的灾祸的, source, 原点, 或者是的来源, 我们佛法讲的是哪里呢? 就是, 灾祸, 灾难是来自, 我们的心. So, today I'd like to again share about how to use Chan practice to reduce or to deal with these different kinds of disasters, whether it's a big disaster or a little disaster. 今天我想主要的是用禅修的方式来解决这些困扰我们的灾祸，小小的灾祸也好。 大的灾难也好, 我们都可以依靠自己, 透过, 禅修的方法, 佛法的观念, 来解决这些灾祸。 It seems that when Buddha Dharma talks about problems originating with the mind, it may seem very abstract, right? It's kind of like easy to say that just, oh, all problems come from the mind, so just don't do anything and you'll be fine. Or it's almost so abstract that it sounds like, wow, yeah, all problems come from the mind, but where's the mind and what does that mean? It almost too abstract. And you figure, well, might as well seek help from outside. Right? This mind business is very fuzzy, very abstract. But it's actually very concrete if we look at how problems arise. So, 我们佛法讲, 所有的灾难, 所有的问题是来自心, 是一个很抽象的一种说明, 有时候, 因为抽象, 就不知道怎么样下手, 所有的问题来自心, 所以是不是我就不处理呢? 什么都不做, 那就不会有问题。 或者是呢, 因为太抽象, 心, 心到底在哪里? 我们怎么样子的用方法来处理呢? 不过其实是很具体的, 我想今天讨论到, 怎么样子的, 具体的发现问题, 然后解决这些灾祸的问题。 So, one of the things that we can do with Chan practice is to actually first discover the source of our problems, discover the source of catastrophe or disaster. And one thing that we can start with is introspection. And how do we introspect? Well, one of the easiest ways is meditation. Of course, you talk about chan practice, you have to talk about meditation. And if you talk about Buddha Dharma, also, if you didn't talk about meditation, it's possible to know how to resolve all of our problems, but it's quite difficult because we often don't know where they start. So, for example, with the practice of meditation, which could be sitting meditation, you don't have to cross your legs either, could be sitting meditation, could be walking meditation, or it could be some other kind of moving meditation. Any kind of activity which allows us to introspect, or which allows us to reflect on the state of our body and mind, can be considered meditation. So sitting here, maybe just sitting quietly, or sitting on a bus, just quieting yourself, turning your mind inwards, instead of always looking at things outside and judging them, just turn the mind inwards a bit. Or taking a walk. Taking a walk in the park could be meditation, but again, instead of focusing on the scenery, focusing on the people, take the time to become more aware of your body and your mind. This is all a kind of meditation. So, 讲到怎么样子的发现灾难的来源呢? 我们可以透过禅修, 也讲到禅修, 要讲打坐, 或者是禅修, 或者是禅定, 讲禅定, 禅定, 不一定 要盘腿, 不一定要打坐, 休息, 修学, 禅定, 可以打坐, 也可以走路, 我们讲进行, 透过走路, 或者是呢, 透过一种动作, 简单的动作, 也可以禅修, 也可以修禅定, 也可以, 培养一种观察的能力, 所以打坐, 找一个地方, 安静下来, 坐在bus上面, 或是坐地铁, 也可以稍微安静一下, 把你的心往内看, 或者是呢, 走路的时候, 在公园走路, 也很好啊, 但是走路的时候, 重点不在于外面的环境的好不好, 或是环境的美好, 而在 用这个走路的机会, 走路的动作, 来观察, 观察自己的身心的状况, 所以这些, 方式, 都可以算是禅修的, 一些方法, And the purpose of this kind of practice, one, we know is that, for those of you who've done any kind of meditation, is what? To relax. To relax the body, to relax the mind, to make it so that we're more comfortable. Also, these practices help us to see clearly our mind, meaning that we can understand and see and experience more clearly what's happening in the body and mind. So this is a kind of introspection, or a kind of, you could call it, deep looking or deep listening to yourself. And actually, with this practice, we learn to know ourselves better. So, 这种, 禅定, 修禅定, 是禅修的方法, 它主要的是有, 两种功能, 一种功能就是什么? 坐下来的时候, 终于可以放松, 身体, 心灵都可以放松, 另外一种功能是, 让我们培养, 观察的能力, 观察的能力就是能够发现自己的身心的状况是怎么样, 真的去清清楚楚地体会自己的身心是怎么样, 那是禅修主要的两种功能。 那透过这样子的, 练习, 我们会更了解自己, 更认识自己, 身体啊, 心理, 的情况是怎么样。 So, these are the two main functions of chan practice. And we may find that in engaging in these kinds of practices, we may find that it's amazing how many thoughts we have. It's amazing how much we have going on in our mind. Does anybody have that experience? If you just take a meditation class and you feel that, wow, I have so many thoughts. It's strange. Before learning meditation, I didn't have this many thoughts. Ah, it must be meditation. Meditation is making me have all these thoughts. So maybe I should stop. Maybe it's the meditation which is causing the problem. And it's maybe shocking almost that we have so many thoughts, and many of them may be in conflict with each other. We're almost fighting with ourselves when we find that we're sitting on the cushion, we get a little quiet, and all of a sudden there's this internal war. We think, something must be wrong. It's meditation, I'm sure. And 有可能, 在, 用这种, 禅修的方法的时候, 打坐也好, 精醒也好, 可能会发现自己的心里的念头, 非常的多, 心里的活动, 非常的, 怎么讲, 活跃, 就是浮动, 没有发现说, 哇, 我念头很多啊, 好像之前, 没有学打坐之前, 念头没有那么多, 好像我本来很比较轻松啊, 打坐以后, 心里很复杂, 很多杂念, 妄想, 然后我可能不要再修这个禅坐, 不要再打坐, 这样给我麻烦了, 给我让我的念头太多, 但是其实我们是透过禅修, 发现我们的心里的活动, 心里的念头, 甚至于心里的前念与后念的, 一些冲突矛盾, 本来是有的, 在禅修的时候才发现是这样子的。 So, in actuality, it's not the sitting meditation or the chan practice which is causing our mind to be so active or causing it to have so many thoughts, but actually that because we've finally taken the time to meditate, we discover that our minds have had so much activity in it all the time. So many thoughts, possibly so many conflicting thoughts. And actually, this is a wonderful thing, a wonderful experience, actually, to be able to discover that our minds are much more complicated than we ever realized. Do you think that's a good thing? To realize that we had so many thoughts, so many internal conflicts? At first it seems like a terrible thing, but actually, this is the first step in resolving a problem. The first step is to see the problem or recognize the problem. 所以呢, 发现自己的念头复杂, 或者是心里的活动也很杂, 很浮动, 不见得是坏事, 从禅修的立场来讲, 可以说是很好的, 因为我们发现这种心里的冲突啊, 矛盾, 才有机会去 改变它。 所以处理问题的第一个步骤是 发现问题。 所以呢, 发现心里有这样子的, 一种状况, 是很好的, 我们才有机会去用方法来处理它, 来所谓消灾。 And so, after discovering this problem, or this difficulty of having a very active mind, or having a agitated mind, very busy mind, only then do we have the chance to use some kind of method to deal with it and to reduce the possibility of disaster, so to speak. We won't talk in detail about these methods of chan practice, but basically, when we discover that our minds are agitated, very busy, or have conflicting thoughts, one very simple approach, which is related to all different methods of practice, is just to calm the mind on one point. When we calm our mind on this one point or one object, we have the ability to settle it and clarify our mind. This way we can see things even more clearly. 我们今天不会讲禅修的方法，不会讲得很仔细，就讲说，用禅修的方法可以选择，就是跟很多禅修的方法有关系的一种方向，那就是把心安在一个点上面，或者是把心安在一个对象上面去用心去下手。 那这样子，我们把心一直回到一个点上面，或者一种对象上面，我们的心会越来越摄受，越来越安定。那心安定的时候，同时一定会更清楚。那清楚什么？就清楚身心的状况，会更清楚的看到问题，也同时在安定这些问题。So again, with this method, the purpose of using this approach of calming the mind on one point allows us to see the problems more clearly. When we can see them even more clearly with this calm and clear mind, we'll know how to deal with them in a more skillful way. In addition to cultivating this practice of meditation, we can also cultivate what's called daily mindfulness. This is a modern way of talking about how to be more aware of yourself in daily life, in ordinary situations. 那另外一种修行的方式，除了打坐，除了修禅定，是叫做生活中的正念。 这是在现在的佛教里面是一个常常会听到的一个名词，就是正念，mindfulness。 生活上的正念主要是能够更清楚在生活中自己在做什么，自己的行为是怎么样。So, for example, in daily life, oftentimes because our mind is so busy, we're not so clear about what we're doing in this very present moment. We may be just kind of rushing through things. Kind of, oh, I have to do this particular thing. Well, let's just hurry up and finish so that I can enjoy life. Hurry up and finish this thing I don't want to do so that I can do some more pleasant things. So it's possible, especially if it's work, maybe all day at work, we feel that, well, work is not exactly what I want to do. It's not exactly the most pleasant thing. So, well, let's just do it and get it over with. Hurry up and finish, and then I can enjoy life. It's possible if we have this kind of attitude and this very rushed approach to living, we miss out on what exactly we're doing. And if that's the case, that's often the cause for all sorts of disaster, big disaster or little disaster. Not paying attention, not being mindful itself is a source of disaster. 是有可能在生活上我们会认为是不是很好玩的事情，或者是我们对某一些事情没有很大的兴趣，就会比较赶时间去赶快把它做完，赶快把这个事情处理好，我再去享受生活，我再去追求比较好的事情，比较舒服的一些活动，可能心理上有这样子的认知，还有这样子的一种可能比较急、比较模糊的心态，我们在做这些事情的时候，比如说工作，可能工作不一定是我们喜欢的，所以好，赶快做完，再来去玩，或是再享受生活。 这样子的一种算是模糊的急躁的心态，在做某一件事情的时候，可能会造成一些困扰，因为不清楚，因为急，做的事情不会做得很好，不会很用心，那结果呢，会引起或是会造成一些灾难、灾祸。 So, with the practice of daily mindfulness, we can use the approach of, whenever we do something, we can ask ourselves, what am I doing? At this very moment, what am I doing? Am I doing it well? Am I paying attention? Am I aware of what I'm doing? And in this way, when we're doing these certain things, we're engaging in work or engaging in interactions with others, we'll be more careful as to our behavior and have less of a chance to create catastrophe or disaster.
怎么样在生活上更有正念呢？正念呢，就是可以先问自己，我现在在做什么？在这个当下，我是在做什么？我清楚吗？然后做的时候很用心吗？可以先问自己，一直提醒自己说，我是不是把这个事情。 很用心的去处理，那这样子的一种心态上面，我们会更可以说小心，而是最好是讲更用心的去生活，所以在工作也好，或者是跟人互动的时候，比较不会有机会去造成灾祸，而是会制造。 好的一些结果.
So, for example, I think we may have the experience of all of the sudden, people approach us and tell us that there's this big problem. And I'm sure that if you ever have someone say to you, do you have a few minutes? I think we need to talk. Has anyone said that to you lately? You have a few minutes? Well, maybe it's not so nice. Maybe it's, get in here. I got to talk to you. You know, of course, if we hear either one of those, we'll probably have a reaction of, you know, swallow and say, uh-oh, something happened. Did I do something? And then it's possible that after this person explains to us, do you know what you did? Or do you realize what's happening? Can you see what's happening? We may be in total shock. Thinking, huh? I did that? But that's really happening? Really? I had no idea. And we may be in total shock when someone brings to our attention that there's some problem with our behavior or some problem with the situation that we're in.
比如说在生活上，有可能会有这样子的一种经验。 就是有人说，请问你一下，你有几分钟吗？可以跟你谈谈话吗？或者是呢，好，来，过来啊，要跟你好好的谈话。可能有这样子的，有人要跟你说一些不好听的事情，或者是让你，我跟你说明关于自己的行为，或是关于你的情况，会跟你。 好好的说明哪里是不对的，或者是要跟你提一个问题，说明一个问题。那我们的反应可能就是一下子不舒服，一下子吞口水说，糟糕啊，发生什么事情啊？是不是我犯了什么罪啊？或者是有什么过失？那他们在说明的过程里面，我们会说啊，是我说的，是吗？
可能会很惊讶说完全没有发现有这样子的事情，会很惊讶。 And it's possible that just because we weren't mindful, that we didn't realize that we were creating all this trouble. And only after the trouble was created, after other people tell us, do we realize that, oh, that's how I speak? Or, oh, this way that I behave? Can possibly hurt someone? I didn't realize that. So with mindfulness, with daily mindfulness, we practice stopping the problem before it starts. Or we practice not creating the problem, but actually creating a lifestyle where we're aware of our behavior so that we can choose more skillfully how to deal with things. And instead of creating disaster,
we create more beneficial opportunities. 所以透过生活上的正念的修行，我们可以避免这些自己没有发现而发生的问题，可以避免因为自己的心态上比较模糊或是比较急躁而没有发现自己的行为，没有发现自己讲话是那个样子，没有发现自己的动作是那么的会让别人不舒服，或者是会造成别人的损害。所以透过正念的这种修行，可以避免或是可以消灾，而不只是可以消灾，而是可以造成或者是制造比较有利益的一些情况，利于自己的事情，还有利益别人的一些事情。So, and for example, what goes along with this, with daily mindfulness, is an awareness of how we view other people. This is also something a bit more subtle. Not only what we're doing, you know, what am I doing now? Now I'm giving a Dharma talk. Or what am I doing now? Now I'm sweeping the floor. Or now I'm talking. But actually something more subtle is how do we view people? With what kind of attitude do we view situations? So,For example, it's possible that it's just our habit to always remember people's faults. Always remember and think about the wrong things that people do. We probably don't remember what we do, if it's good or bad, but we seem to always remember, such and such a person is always like that. Such and such a person always does this. Such and such a person must be out to get me. And in our mind, it's kind of,going through these different interactions with people, we always remember their flaws, or what we perceive to be their flaws. So with this kind of approach, it's almost as soon as we encounter people, there's immediately a conflict or a sense of opposition. So naturally, when we talk to these people, do you think our language will be loving speech, very sweet and kind? Probably not. Probably the first reaction we see to people is like,We just have this sour feeling. And even if we had to say good morning to people, it'd probably be like, good morning. And even saying good morning, which is like a nice phrase usually, when they hear it, it's almost like a dagger. It's like throwing a dagger at them in the morning. Good morning. And then kind of stomp away. And that comes from the fact that we just remember what we don't like about this person, what we consider to be their flaws.And we may not even realize it. 那另外一种是关于生活上的正念，是我们的对人的心态。有的人是想到别人，主要是会想到别人的错误的地方，或是会想到就是是非，想到这个人又是错的，又是这个样子，又是行为上就是很糟糕，那个人很糟糕，都会把别人的不好的地方记得清清楚楚的，但是对自己的行为大概不会记得，也可能没有发现。所以心态上如果是想到人，别人都是有这种负面的情绪，负面的心态，看到人的时候一定会有一种负面的表现。所以讲话会不会柔软呢、会不会有一种叫做爱语啊，很让人舒服的话，大概不会啊。也讲早上好可能会变成早上好，然后讲的时候别人就会听得很不舒服，他到底是祝福我啊，还是要整我啊，不清楚啊。好像讲话会变成用刀，讲早上好好像用一把刀然后去打到别人。那问题来自心态，都会想到别人的不足的地方或是错误的地方。我们讲说这个叫做一位禅师讲千般计较， 我们刚才听过，心理上都是一直重复这些负面的想法、负面的情绪。 So, one practice in daily life to resolve this kind of attitude difficulty is to actually not remember these things. Not only not remember, but not believe that our view of someone is actually the way they really are. We usually think that, well, our impression of someone is just the way they are. We think about them, that's just the way they are. If it's a negative impression, then we'll feel that there's these negative emotions and negative reactions whenever we encounter them. One practice is to recognize that this kind of view is itself harmful, and to forget it, so to speak. And in the Platform Sutra, which I think another Fashu was recently talking about, this is called not remembering. But not remembering doesn't mean that you don't have any memory. It just means that you don't keep all of these negative impressions, impressions of other people, criticism, stuck within your mind. And it's in the Platform Sutra, there's the term 无意 in one section, if you're familiar with that. 所以呢，怎么解决这种心态上的千般计较的心态？ 可以说不要记得这些事情，不要记得别人的错误的或是不足的地方，也不是说把这些问题放在心上，然后不能想它，而是不要把我们自己对别人的一种印象当作是真的。我们通常会认为某某人是有这样子的行为，有这样子的状况。 其实就是自己的一种想法的见解，我们讲印象。如果我们可以看到这种心理的印象，把它认清楚，知道它就是我们的一个印象而已，不是这样子的真正的那个人的情况，是很容易放下它。在《律祖坛经》里面有一句一个词，就叫做无意。 无意的意思不是说不要有记忆，这样子很难生活，没有记忆，不是这样子的意思。它是不要一直把这些事情放在你的心上，困扰自己，老是想着这些负面的状况。So, in addition to daily life mindfulness, you know, being aware of what we're doing, also, we can use the principles of Buddha Dharma or the views of Buddha Dharma to adjust our perspective, adjust our whole perspective on life. 那除了生活上的正念，我们也可以透过佛法的观念来调整自己的想法。那佛法的观念就是属于 一些比较让我们对自己的生活有一个比较正确的态度，不会困扰自己的一种态度。 So, for example, there may be a situation where we feel that everything is our fault. Maybe you find yourself in a similar situation where things are just not working out the way we had hoped. Or maybe actually a much greater kind of disaster or misfortune has occurred. And you may be thinking, this is really my fault. And we find ourselves stuck in this guilt. We know we did something terrible, but it seems that it's all our creation and that we can't get over it. We can't escape this kind of guilt and this feeling that everything is our responsibility. And this can be a kind of a great burden. And I'm sure you know if you're experiencing that. 那有可能在生活上会遇到一些灾祸吧，会有挫折感，认为这样子的事情的发生是因为我的错，是因为我的过失。 会有一种 叫做 guilt 罪恶感 对不对 guilt 是不是罪恶感 会有罪恶感 认为说 这个事情正是因为我的关系啊 这样子是很糟糕 然后有罪恶感 那罪恶感有时候是没有办法脱离它 那会有一种感觉上 一直有一个负担 自己背着一种负担 那如果你已经有了这样子的经验 会发现这是很痛苦的事情 Now how could we use Buddha Dharma to resolve this kind of this suffering or this burden that comes from feeling an excessive sense of guilt or responsibility? Well, if we understand the teachings of what's called causes and conditions. Has anyone heard this? Causes and conditions, it's a kind of technical term, or conditional arising, even more of a technical term. Basically, these terms are saying that for any one situation to occur, for any one thing to exist, it requires so many different kinds of situations to come together. One situation requires so many different elements and is made up of so many different facets. For example, for any kind of disaster to occur, it's not just one person behind it, you know, kind of operating a machine, a disaster-creating machine. But disaster is created by the common, either common mistakes of people or the common anger or hatred. For example, wars and terrorism. It's not just one person in this world who is bad. And we often think, oh, it's just this one person. If we get rid of this one person, the problem will be solved. But actually, all of these disasters and terrorism is created by either a nation or a collective kind of anger, a collective vexation, which when these people come together, they have the strength to create calamity. And not only is this group of so-called bad people or angry people, but it also requires that they also must have received some kind of harm. How else could they be angry? In some way, other people are also responsible for the disaster that these so-called bad individuals have experienced. And then, again, a collective anger or a collective reaction is another disaster. It's not just one person's working a machine. 所以如果是有这样子的一种罪恶感或是比较负面的责任感让自己困扰的可以透过了解叫做因缘佛法里面有一个观念叫做因缘或者是缘起那因缘的意思就是说你要 一种事情发生或者是某一种现象能够发生的话呢你必须有很多的因素在里面没有办法说某一件事情它是自己发生的或是某一个状况是就是因为自己而有的它是因为很多的不同的因素而发生所以讲到灾祸是灾难或者是一些 不好的状况，我们可能会想到叫做 terrorists 怎么讲？恐怖分子做的事情可能会造成一种灾难。那我们经常不是很容易想到就是某一个人呢，某一个坏人，某一个非常坏的人在那边在中间操作什么机器。 或是操作大家会让大家有这样子的一种灾难只要我们除掉那个人杀掉他问题就没有是很容易这样子的想但是呢是真的吗这些恐怖分子的事情的发生是因为一个人吗那比较正确的说是很多人很多的因素那很多的心里面有一些 怨恨，有一些 不满或是很强烈的嗔恨心才会一起同时怎么说，就是造成某一个这样子的恐怖分子的灾难。而且呢，不只是那一群有嗔恨心的人在里面，而是因为他们一定也是受过伤害嘛，不能说他们的怨恨来自他们自己呢，而是他们大概是也受过什么伤害，才会有那种心理的怨恨。所以呢，不只是恐怖分子有责任，而是很多别的人，可能甚至于我们自己也有责任。可能不晓得在伤害别人，但是呢，他们是认为是被伤害。So, for example, if we have this understanding of causes and conditions, we wouldn't feel that it's one person's the cause of the problem. And if we can understand that in our own situation, that's also the case, we also wouldn't feel that all the blame is on us, or all the responsibility is on us. And actually, another example which maybe you can relate to easier is that there was a retreat recently, and a person who works as a counselor, and they had shared that they're experiencing a very difficult situation, that they were doing this counseling, that they have, you know, tons of cases. I don't know if any of you out there have also done this kind of work, just given tons of cases, tons of work. In addition to that, they took on the responsibility of helping people who have thoughts of suicide. You know, we have lots of suicide hotlines out there, and this person took on the task, you know, this very good intention of helping others through this suicide hotline, giving them counseling, trying to help them save their own life, prevent them from taking life. But that counselor felt that this is a great burden. She felt that if the person, after listening to their talk on the phone, were to still go and commit suicide, this counselor felt that she was responsible, felt that she was at fault, because she's the one giving the counseling, right? She felt that, well, if I don't say the right thing, if I can't stop them, this is just an incredible burden, and I feel that it's my fault if they still commit suicide. And this was a difficulty that this person was facing based on taking all the responsibility. And when she had mentioned this, I shared with her that, well, you can actually just change your perspective and be able to, you know, release yourself from this burden of guilt or this heavy sense of being at fault just by recognizing that in one sense, you have a responsibility to do your best to help the person, but in the end, that person has to take responsibility for their own action. In the end, it's up to them. And in the end, it's up to many different causes and conditions, many different situations that they'll face, different elements that they'll experience, which determine how they will behave, whether or not they commit suicide. All you can do is do your best to share, to be caring for the person, and to have that intention to help them. That's all you have to take responsibility for. And upon hearing that, she felt quite relieved, and afterwards reflected and felt that a lot of that burden had been lifted. You know, I just do my best, do what I can, but ultimately, it's up to the other person. It's up to their causes and conditions. 所以呢，讲到另外一个例子，大家可能会比较能够觉得可以理解的，是比较接近你的状况。有在禅修活动里面，在小禅的时候，有一个学员有在跟我分享说，他是做那叫做心理辅导吧 ，counselor。是吗？心理辅导，他的 他的工作量本来很大，而且呢，他的公司给他的工作是更多，越来越多。他的案子是，本来是一个很大的负担，一个工作量，而且他又接了另外一个工作，那就是在电话上辅导可能会自杀的人，那就是自杀 hotline。那在这样子的工作上或是心理上，他觉得责任太大，而且呢，如果我不给这些人很好的辅导、很好的建议、就是很好的关怀，而他们还是去自杀，我会觉得这是我的错，这是我的问题，而心理上会有一个很重的负担。有一点没有办法这样子下去。那后来我有跟他分享说，即使你可以稍微调整一下观念，调整一下想法，而让自己还是做这样子的工作，而不会有负担。那我的建议是，你在辅导的时候，你能够把握的地方就是你的好意，你希望这个人好的一个念头，而是也只能够把握说，尽量分享，尽量用心去关怀，用心去让这个人不自杀，只能够做到这样。如果那个人还是去自杀的话呢，你要了解说，那是由他的因缘，不是你的责任。对方如果去自杀，他必须负责任，他必须对他的行为负责任。那他自杀不自杀，是因为很多不同的因缘，不只是因为你的关系，而是不同的因素都在里面。所以如果是这样子的一种观念上，你会不会觉得很有负担？做好自己，做好一个心理辅导的人，尽量用心去关怀就好。接下来是由对方决定，那他听过以后就觉得轻松一点，原来的负担没有那么重，而且能够可以放下他，同时继续的做他的这种心理辅导的工作。So this is a kind of example of how we can, in addition to having a better awareness of ourselves, use concepts of Buddha Dharma to make an adjustment to our attitude to reduce this sense of suffering, this sense of burden, or this fear of disaster. 所以这样子是一种如何用佛法的观念来调整我们的心态，让我们心理上不会觉得有恐惧或是有负担，就是恐怕有什么灾难，而去积极的做一些事情。Another example I could share about myself. That's a dramatic pause. Another example about myself is I'm currently the director at DDRC, and as a director, not only the director has to do administration work, which is paperwork, doing things like the budget, thinking about money, thinking about fixing buildings, and of course as a monk I have the role of leading chan activities, leading retreats, and all this stuff. In addition, a director in the current position has to take care of people, take care of volunteers especially, take care of staff, take care of volunteers, and make sure that everyone is able to practice. Maybe not make sure that everyone is happy, I don't know if I can go that far, but taking care of people when there's trouble, taking care of people when things are going great. And sometimes there can be a lot of trouble. And I hope this is not scaring you from coming to DDRC, of course. But when there are people, there's trouble. Even at a practice center, when people could imagine like DDRC, like the view of the lake, birds flying by, the sun setting, and thinking, wow, DDRC, like you look at the calendar, it's so perfect. It really is a pure land. You know, imagine people, you know, just running to and fro, enjoying life in this bliss. But, of course, in actuality, people encounter difficulties. There's good times, there's also some rough times. And recently, there are volunteers who are staying there for a much longer period of time than we've had in the past, a few months at a time. It's almost like a little family, little practice family at the retreat center. And I found that, in one respect, these volunteers, they're really helpful, and I think they're getting a lot of the practice, but they're also giving me a lot of trouble. Because if there is trouble, and they're not able to work out by themselves, of course you have to go to the director. So it all comes down to me in the end, I guess. And lately I've found that it takes quite a bit of energy to deal with all of these things. And at the same time, you know, do a good job at taking care of people. Sometimes I may complain to myself, because I don't have anyone to complain to. I just complain to myself thinking, ah, so much trouble. Why don't we just, maybe if we had no volunteers, it would be better. But then who's going to cook? Okay, we have to have some volunteers. And I may complain to myself thinking it's actually trouble. But I can change my attitude from thinking that situations are trouble or a disaster to thinking, actually, this is an excellent opportunity. Actually, this so-called troublesome situation is my training ground. And actually, I should be very thankful for these volunteers for giving me the chance to go through this training. They are actually my teachers. They are actually my trainers in providing me the chance to take care of them. So this is another example of using gratitude to change a seemingly disastrous situation into something which is like a great opportunity to learn and grow. And this is just an instant of change within our attitude.
当监院，监院负责，当然负责一些行政上的工作，一些叫做什么，文呢，文，就是说文书啊，文书的，还有呢，财务啊，要管那个每年要花多少钱呢，需要多少钱呢，这些工作，还有监院目前要负责带一些禅修、带共修，还有课程的规划。 而且另一个比较大的责任是照顾人，那我们香港道场不只是一个人，是很多人，包括专职，专职就是staff，还有呢义工，那这段时间专职跟义工算是最多的，那在 DDRC 的义工，我们好几位，可能目前六位，他们是带的时间比较长一点。 好几个月，就是很久没有这样子的一群，或是一个小团体，好像一个小修行的家庭一样。那我不希望让大家害怕来 DDRC， 但是要说得很实际，就是说，当然 DDRC 很美啊，环境很好，而且呢是修行的道场，想象中可能会想到那种湖边的画面啊。 现在那个风树叶啊，那个颜色很漂亮啊，鸟都是飞来飞去啊，鱼在水里面也很高兴啊，然后人也是跳来跳去啊，好像工作的时候也在跳舞啊，就是充满的欢喜心，可能有这样子的想象啊，香港真是一个净土啊，很想去。 也是欢迎来啊，没错，也不要害怕。但是实际来讲啊，有人的地方一定会有问题，一定会有一些人际上的冲突啊，这是很正常。所以这段时间人多时间长，好像发生的问题比较多一点，小冲突大冲突可能多一点。我自己有时候会觉得，哎，这个义工啊，还是不要有义工吧，像刚没有人会不会比较好，我自己在这边修行就好，可能比较轻松。但是可能会想，没有人谁会煮饭，谁会做事啊，这个不行啊，还是要有人。然后有时候会对自己抱怨，我没有抱怨的对象，说就是对自己抱怨，说这个很麻烦啊，这个人的事情真是麻烦，会抱怨，会不舒服，会想要有一点逃避。但是呢，我会发现有这样子的心态会转变一下，有一个感恩的心就可以马上转变整个的身心上的感受啊。从来是以前是抱怨，觉得麻烦，感恩，感恩什么？感恩这些人给我一个训练，给我一个能够关怀人的学习，给我一个修行的机会。一下子有这样子的观念，心态可以马上转变，从不舒服、很辛苦、很累，到会觉得还不错，这些人是我的老师吧，他们是给我很多的学习的机会。那这样子的一个观念的转变，是一刹那，有一刹那的转变，身心上面从有一个负担，觉得就是在灾难的里面的那种心态，被转变成我有一个很好的机会，我还好好的，这个还可以学习很多。因为过几天就是感恩节嘛，所以最后的一个观念上的调整就是用感恩吧。我们等一下也有很多机会去看一看你自己是不是在面对类似的情况，某一方面的人际上面的冲突啊，或者是呢就是你情况不好啊，你看一看能不能用感恩心去转一下态度，看一看这个事情里面有没有你可以从里面学习到很多，用这样子的观念来过感恩节，看看能不能做。 So did I say that part in English yet? I didn't, huh? SoSince in a couple of days it will be Thanksgiving, we can use this Thanksgiving attitude to adjust our state of mind. See if we're facing a similar situation, if there's a difficulty between people, or just whatever situation you're facing, if it feels like it's a catastrophe, a disaster, is it possible to use this attitude ofThanksgiving or thanks to change your whole perspective? Is there something that you can learn from your situation? Is there something which is a good opportunity in that situation? And see if you can pass the Thanksgiving with this truly thankful state of mind. And to finish up, there's also another approachwhich is the most direct approach, of which Master Huineng, who you've heard from the talks on the Platform Sutra, often said, which comprises of just really letting go of all perspectives. In the beginning, we may have had a negative perspective. If we adjust our perspective, we can have a positive perspective. But we can also...let go of either holding on to a negative or positive perspective.
just let go of all of these views about our situation and really just be present to your situation without any need to conceptualize, without any need to turn it into a story or turn it into an idea. And be like, it's often said in the Chan school, a dustless mirror. A mind with no views is not like a dead mind. It's like a dustless mirror, just reflecting whatever is in front of it. And if our minds are like this dustless mirror, we'd be able to see things very clearly, right in this present moment, and have the wisdom or have the clarity to handle the situation. And definitely, we would learn a lot. Definitely, we would also feel grateful. But you could say the approach is just to let go of all views. Just be completely present with your situation. And naturally, you'll have this skillful means to deal with it. 所以呢, 在解释之前再讲一个另外一种方式是最直接的最简单的方式。 那我们在六祖坛经也常常会听到类似的方式，我们六祖慧能会讲。那他会讲说，把所有的知见、所有的见解、所有的知识、所有的看法、想法，把它摆下来。有一段讲，不思善，不思恶，就是这个意思。 不需要把你面前的情况变成自己的一种想法，或者是变成自己的一种看法，而是把全部摆下来，保持一种清楚的心，对你的当下是什么，就是什么，不需要去加任何东西，那让你的心就像一面，禅宗常常会提到。 无尘境，那就是没有灰尘，没有污染的一面镜子。那这样子的心，不是说它是空白的，它是糊涂的，而是它是清清楚楚的，在你面前有什么事情，就是有什么事情。有一句叫做"汉来汉现，胡来胡现"，有没有听过禅语里面的？ 那他的意思是说，当你的心保持这样子的情况，自然而然，你会知道怎么处理事情，怎么处理，怎么比较有善巧的，比较有智慧的去处理，因为看得清清楚楚。所以，这是另外一种直接的，还是像我们六祖大师常常提到的方式，就是全部的见解、看法、想法、知识。 先摆下来，保持一个明朗的、清楚的心，你看到的事情也会很清楚，处理的方式也会很恰到好处。So, I think we're finished here. It's time for lunch, and I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful Thanksgiving. That may you reduce, or may you minimize disaster, or better yet, in the face of disaster, to not see it as such a terrible thing, but to see it as a wonderful opportunity to learn and to take care of your situation with wisdom. So I'd like to wish everyone well. 所以现在要讲完，首先祝福大家过感恩节的时候能够，如果是遇到灾难，或是 希望先避免灾难，如果是有遇到灾难的话呢，可以看得开，不会认为是一个很糟糕的事情，而是认为是一个非常好的修行的机会、学习的机会，而希望大家可以有智慧的去处理它，那就在这边祝福大家。